It's 11 minutes past seven, and there'll be many people across our region who'll tonight be heading to their local pub or town centre for a night out. But what about the effect on our local communities when people drink too much? Well, Hartlepool Council could soon be the first authority in the country to introduce a banning order to end late-night drinking in the town centre. Our reporter David Rhodes has been taking a look at what they're planning to do.
Welcome to Church Street in Hartlepool, which during the daytime is like most other streets in provincial towns, home to offices, shops and other assorted amenities. At night time, though, it's at the very heart of Hartlepool's nighttime economy.
In the 7 years or so since the Licensing Act came in, unfortunately, the changes have not been sufficient to change this country's drinking culture. Binge drinking, drinking to the point of fighting, remains a significant attraction for a small number of people. We hope there will be evidence out there which will justify the council changing the licences to 2 o'clock.
That's Ian Harrison, the Chief Licensing Officer at Hartlepool Council, talking to me about the darker side of the town's nighttime economy. According to research done by the alcohol campaign group Balance, there are over 9,000 alcohol-related crimes committed in the town each year, and binge drinking costs local taxpayers nearly £15 million a year to deal with.
I don't think Hartlepool is unique in any way in relation to alcohol-related crime and disorder. Despite Hartlepool introducing a number of initiatives to try to tackle the problems of this sort of drunken behaviour, the council is now looking at using this early morning alcohol restriction order, which allows it to say to all the licensed premises in a defined area that they cannot sell alcohol beyond a certain time. And in Hartlepool, we're looking at imposing a time of 2 o'clock.
The council are now consulting on whether they should introduce these restriction orders with the aim of dealing with the effects of binge drinking. Sue Robinson is from the campaign group Balance.
There's been a lot of research undertaken, and it has been found the later the night goes on, the more the level of drunkenness increases. But there comes a point where people are simply become incapable. If you go back several years where there was staggered times where you had your pubs closing at 11 o'clock and your nightclubs closing at 2 o'clock, there didn't appear to be the problems we have with violent crime that we have at the moment.
However, John Gate owns a bar on Church Street that opens till 3 a.m. and he disputes that analysis.
I've been a licensee now for 20 years. I was a licensee when in some of the biggest nightclubs in Hartlepool when the bars used to close at 2 o'clock. And I wouldn't say there's no more crime now than there was then. It's more or less exactly the same. In fact, I think it was a bit worse when they used to close at 2 o'clock because the door would be kicked out onto the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's hoped that an EMRO, if introduced, would obviously tackle alcohol-related crime. But the council also believes that if bars close earlier, this will boost the amount of money being spent at night in the town. Ian Harrison told me more.
We have a lot of people who will now come out at midnight, having already drunk alcohol at the bar very cheaply from supermarkets, and they will come out and spend very little, if anything, downtown. One of the possible consequences of changing from a 4 o'clock to a 2 o'clock licence may be that people will have to come out earlier. And if they come out earlier, they may have drunk less at home and might then spend a bit more downtown instead, which would be good for local business.
However, according to Linda Baker, who's owned a number of late night bars in Hartlepool, the reality is very different.
Personally, I think that we'll end up closing down. The other pub that I had, we volunteered a 2 o'clock closure. After 7 months, we were bankrupt and the premises are still empty and it's just decaying. We're going to have the same bills to pay and the same rates, and it's just going to be totally impossible.
There is one aspect of this debate that nearly everyone I've spoken to is agreed on. Introducing new licensing laws is not a precise science, and no one can be entirely sure of their impact until they actually come into force. As we've heard, there'll be some licensee holders on Church Street here in Hartlepool waiting with keen interest to see exactly what the local council decides to do next.